I know there's a lot of prayer requests in the church. Need to remember all these prayer requests tonight. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank the Lord for loving us. If you have your Bibles tonight, we won't waste any more time. We'll go to John chapter number 15. Before we came to church tonight, we saw on the news where that shooting had took place down in Florida, I believe it was. I think the last time I heard, they said 17 people had lost their life down there. We certainly need to be praying for them. But you know, there's something I got to thinking about as I was watching that. You know, they took prayer out of school, and then they took the Bibles. They took the Bibles actually before the prayer. They took the Bibles out of school. They took teaching the Bible out of school. They took prayer out of school. They took the Ten Commandments off the wall. They won't let them say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. And then they wonder why stuff like this happens. I tell you what people need today, and it's a good dose of the Lord, amen. They need the Holy Ghost of God, amen. They need the love of God to shed abroad in their hearts, amen. I tell you, it's not about guns, and it's only about evil people, amen, is what it is. It's about hearts without God. Amen. No compassion. But we certainly do need to pray for this country. We need to pray for those folks that's lost their loved ones down there. 17 souls just because of one crazy person. That's a sad thing. Sad day in America today. Amen. I don't want to bring you down. I've got a hope uplifting message, but I tell you, we need God, amen, in the world we live in today. If you found your place this evening, we'd ask you to stand out of reverence for reading God's Word. John chapter number 15. And verse number 9, we'll read down through about verse 14 and see what the Lord does for us this evening. If you got a red letter Bible this evening, every word that we're going to read here as we get started is all in letters are red. And that means it's spoken by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And there in verse number 9, he said, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, this evening, the greatest love of all. You know, today's Valentine's Day, and we think about celebrating the love between a man and a woman. But can I tell you, honey, that's not the greatest love that there is. The love between a man and a woman is not the greatest love. The man between a husband and his wife is not the greatest love. The love between brothers and sisters, amen, is great and it's strong. Those of you who have brothers and sisters, I have a brother and a sister. I love them very much. But can I tell you that love that I have for them, amen, can't compare with the love that the Lord has for you and for me. You say, "Preacher, does the Lord love me tonight?" Honey, I'm going to tell you, upon the authority of God's word, no matter what you're going through, no matter the circumstances that surround you, no matter what sickness you might be facing, honey, whatever the circumstance might be today, God loves you, honey. Can I even tell you that if you're lost and undone, you've never asked the Lord into your heart and life, and you just don't know him, free pardon of sin, can I tell you that God loves you today? Amen. You say, "God loves me." He sure does. Amen. I thank God that he does love us today. But his love is the greatest love of all, Brother Chris. I want to tell you, honey, that we can't love one another like God can love us. You know, the Bible said that love that he gives us, Brother Danny, it comes from above. I don't even believe we know how to love, amen, until we get saved. Because we say we love one another. But I tell you, when that love of God comes into your heart, honey, that changes something in you. and you begin to love like you never knew you could. Amen. I want to tell you that comes from above. The Bible said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Can I tell you, honey, that tonight that God there said he loved the world, that's you and me and every man, woman, boy, girl that's ever lived on the face of this earth. He loves us tonight and he loves you tonight. And so many that we see today with heartaches, Brother Danny, and trials and tribulations and so many downtrodden and so much mental sickness and all these things. So many people seem like they don't have a hope. Can I tell you, honey, today that we have a hope because of God, because of his love for you today, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your circumstance might be. You say, well, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. Honey, I don't know what you're going through, but can I tell you, somebody that does, hey man, God knows exactly what you're going through tonight. And can I tell you, honey, not only does he know, he cares, hey man. He really does tonight. He loves his children and he wants the best for you. That's why he wants every one of us to be saved and have that home in heaven one day. I thank God for the love of that he showed to me, hey man, one day. No one ever loved me like Jesus. Amen. I believe Mama loves me. I believe Haley loves me. I believe all my family loves me. But can I tell you, it doesn't compare to the love of Jesus. Amen. Honey, your wife or your husband might love you. Your family might love you. But can I tell you, it can't compare to the love of Jesus. I want to tell you, honey, tonight, he's the only one that can say never. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Honey, others in your life, your family, your friends, they might forsake you. They'll tell you one time they love you and something will happen. Some kind of circumstance will come along. Honey, the next thing you know, they don't care a thing about you. But can I tell you, when God says he loves you, amen, he'll never leave you. Amen. That's exactly what he means. Amen. Amen. You can trust in the love of God. Yes. Amen. No matter what happens in your life, you can trust in him. Amen. He thinks you're to die for. Amen. I don't know about you. I get tore up when I think about that, Brother Chris. There in verse 13, the Bible says, Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Honey, I want to tell you, that's exactly what Jesus Christ done on the cross of Calvary nearly 2,000 years ago. Amen. For you and for me, amen. He thought we were to die for, Brother Danny. I don't understand that. I can't comprehend that. Amen. I don't know how he would go and do that for me. But honey, he did because of his love for you and me. The Bible says in 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Amen. You see, Jesus came. He saw afar off. Amen. He looked down through the portals of time and he saw each and every one of us here at Calvary Baptist Church tonight. And can I tell you, he knows tonight. He knows you. He knows whether you're saved. He knows whether you need to be saved. But can I tell you, honey, he looked down through the portals of time nearly 2,000 years ago and he saw each and every one of us and he knew that need that we had, that debt that we could not pay. I'm talking about that sin debt. Amen. In our life. I'm telling you about love. Amen. It would love us so much that he'd want to make a way, Brother Chris. He'd want to send his only begotten son. And Jesus went on to leave heaven, there in heaven where he had it all and had it made. He left there and put on a robe of flesh and come to this earth and bled, suffered, and died for you and for me. Honey, I want to tell you tonight, that's love. That's love. He went to the cross of Calvary. Amen. Hung there of his own accord. It wasn't the nails that held him there. It was his love for you and for me. Amen. There's nobody ever loved you like Jesus. Honey, not only he lay there, he was there on the cross of Calvary. They took him down dead. Amen. Put him in that borrowed tomb. And because of love, he got up 3 days later. Amen. Amen. He's alive and well today. Amen. All that because of love, Brother Chris. This old book ain't nothing but a love letter. Amen. For a father and his children. I want to tell you, honey, tonight, God loves you. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, Jesus loves you. You say, preacher, did the Lord die for me? Honey, he sure did. You say, well, I don't love the Lord. He still died for you. Amen. Amen. Romans 5. Romans 5, chapter number, verse number 6 says, for when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. when we were without strength, had no hope, amen, had no escape, amen, of the guilt and the penalty of sin, had no way of getting out of it, amen. The only thing they could do was make a little sacrifice that lasted a year. Honey, but I want to tell you, Jesus came and paid that price that we could be eternally saved, amen. That blood could wash over our sins because He loved you and me. Listen, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. Brother Chris, would you jump in front of a bullet for me? I don't know if I could you either, brother. But you might see that. When I read that verse, I think about those men that went overseas and fought for America. And they laid their life down that we could have the opportunity to be here in this house tonight. Those men did exactly that. They laid their life down for us. And we ought not to forget that, amen. But I want to tell you, just to say that I could lay my life down for you, I'm not sure I could. I'd want to say I could. I'd want to say I ought to love every one of you enough that I would jump in front of a bullet for you, but I'm not sure I would. I'd try my best to protect you, but I don't really want to be shot for you. You understand what I'm saying tonight? Listen, but God commendeth His love, His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. You see, when we were still lost, Brother Chris, out here running around acting like a bunch of heathens, honey, I'm telling you, we was on God's mind. We was in His love. Amen. He saw through the portals of time. Amen. Made that way that we could be saved. Made that way that we could have our sin debt paid. Made that way that we could be in heaven with Him one day. All because of His love for us. It had nothing to do with us. Amen. Nothing that we've done. All that He's done. Amen. It is the gift of God. It is only by His grace and mercy, amen, that we not go to a devil's hell. His blood for our payment. Much more than being justified by His blood, we should be saved from wrath through Him. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Jesus Christ came and had to go to a cross of Calvary for your sin, dead and for mine. There He suffered, bled, suffered, and died for your sins. He shed His precious blood, amen, to make a covering that we might have a home in heaven one day. I want to tell you, honey, that today that's love. Say, preacher, anybody love me? I don't feel like anybody loves me. That's love. You see, God done it for you today. Amen, He done it for you. He done it for me. He done it for every man, woman, boy, girl that's ever lived on the face of this earth. You might feel downtrodden. You might feel down and out. You might be depressed, amen. You might think nobody cares about you today. Honey, I got news for you. God does. He sure does. You say He cares about me. He sure does. He cares about you enough that He sent His Son to die on the cross of Calvary for your sin. Amen. He loves you enough that He wants to help you, wants you to be saved. Honey, can I tell you that He knows exactly what you're going through today? You know something about us, we're good at, I guess it's called lying. We hide our emotions. We can hide what's going on the inside. All of us can do it. I know I can do it. I'm pretty good at it. A lot of times I carry it on my sleeve too, and you can see it in my face. But if I really wanted to, I could make you believe anything. That's the way we are. We're good at it. We're good at hiding things from one another, ain't we? But can I tell you, you can't hide your emotions from the Lord. Amen. He said He knows your needs afar off. Amen. He knows them before you ever ask or think. He knows the number of hairs upon your head. The Bible says He even knows your thoughts and the intents of your heart. Honey, He knows us. You know why He knows us so much? Because He loves us. And He's concerned and He's caring for us. Amen. He wants the best for us. Maybe no one else knows about these things. We're good at hiding them. But honey, can I tell you, God knows. And He understands our needs. Amen. He sure does. He knows our every needs. Amen. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ever ask Him. Amen. He knows and he cares. Amen. For each one of us. Amen. Not only does he know about him, he'll provide a way. Amen. He'll make a way for you. He'll give you exactly what you have need of. Amen. David wrote, he said, I was young and now I'm old, yet have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. God will make a way. He'll give you exactly what you need. That Jehovah Jireh, the Bible says there in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. You say, well, why hadn't he done it yet, preacher? Well, honey, he might be waiting on you to ask him. Amen. You know who don't get help in the church services? Those that don't have a need. God can't help you if you don't have a need. Think about that Laodicean church. Rich and increased with good and had need of nothing. Honey, sometimes God lets us go through some things so we understand we need him, how much we need him. Amen. Every breath we take, every step we make, every heartbeat, amen, comes from him. I want to tell you, honey, God's good tonight. Amen. Amen. We're loved with the greatest love of all. It's dry as a white piece of toast in here. I'm preaching about the love of God. There will be people jumping up and running down off these pews. Amen. The love of God. To know you're loved, honey, there's something to be said. Hey, amen, that a God in heaven loves you. Amen, it ought to put a smile on your face. It ought to put a spring in your step. Honey, it ought to do something for your heart to know that the God in heaven cares about you. He cares about what you're going through. Honey, he wants to help you tonight. He loves you with the greatest love that mankind has ever known. No greater love had the man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Amen. He'll take every burden and every care you'll lay upon him, casting every care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. He cares for us tonight. Amen. That means something to me. Amen. That dark times and them dark seasons. Amen. When nobody else seems to can help you and you don't even feel like you can help yourself, guess what? He's still there caring for you. He's still there wanting to help you. Honey, I'm telling you tonight, he loves us. Amen. He can never leave us nor forsake us. No matter what's going on, honey, that ought to excite your heart. Amen. Take comfort today. Take comfort tonight in knowing and resting in his love. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. Honey, that only comes from God. That only comes from the love of God. His love brings us peace. There will be a smile on every one of our faces. I believe we'll realize we've heard it so much, I believe we become immune to it. But it ought to mean something to us to know the God in heaven loves me. It ought to mean something. They ought not be able to wipe a smile off our face with nothing. God loves me. Well, you lost your job. Guess what? God still loves you. Things ain't going just exactly right. Honey, God still loves you. Amen. Amen. Nobody loves me down there. I'm not going back down there, honey. Guess what? God still loves you. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you, honey, God still loves you. Ain't nothing can separate you from the love of God. Amen. We read over in Romans chapter number 8, there toward the end of the chapter, the Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. You say, preacher, you don't know. You don't know what I'm going through. Amen. If it ain't in there, I probably don't know what you're going through. But God still loves you. God still loves you, honey. We're awful bad to get our eyes on our circumstances. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul had his eyes focused on Jesus. Amen. I'll tell you, if you want a happy life, if you want to live a better life here on this earth, you get your eyes out from focusing on your surroundings and your circumstances, and you put your eyes upon the Lord Jesus, it'll be hard to get a smile off your face. Honey, we're somebody headed somewhere. Amen. Paul said, I'm pressing toward that mark. Amen. He pressed. That word press means to move forward regardless of hindrances or obstacles. No matter what's going on around us, there ain't nothing can separate us from the love of God. There ain't no man that can pluck us out of His hands. Brother Danny, there ain't nothing can take us out of His love. Amen. We're going home one day. Yes. They talk about how the church is going down. The church is going down. The number's going down. Honey, church ain't going down. We're going up and out of here one day. Amen. When that last soul gives his heart and life to the Lord, when that last soul finally figures out how much the Lord loves them, and they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and find out just how much they love Him, Lord, the Father's going to say, son, go get your bride. Amen. We're going to be up out of here. Seems like everything we hear anymore is bad. I kind of get tired of watching the news sometimes. It's just a bunch of sad stuff. We'd be a whole lot better off to read our Bibles, wouldn't we? Amen. Amen. Read about how much God loves us. Amen. I tell you, we get to looking at the news too long. We look like we're eating lemons. Start reading about the love of God and how much God loves you. Put a smile on your face. Amen. I tell you, God's good tonight. Just wants to show us His love. Hallelujah. His love will bring you peace. Yes. It really will. No matter what's going on around you. Mom's family lost their youngest brother. Some of them were just distraught. I think Mom's doing all right now, but can I tell you, God gives you peace. Hallelujah. Uncle Ricky got to tell me how he asked the Lord to save him. There in the hospital by himself, down there at the Baptist. Told me that the Lord saved him. I said, Ricky, you can't just... He kept telling us he's all right. He said, I'm all right, I'm all right, I'm all right. That's all he'd say. I said, it don't make no sense. I said, you can't just be all right. I said, the only way for you to be all right is to be saved. He said, well, I talked to the Lord the other night. I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, if you were to die right now, I said, where would you go? He said, I'd go to heaven. I said, well, how come? Why would you go to heaven, Uncle Rick? He said, because the Lord saved me. Amen. I tell you, I thank God for that. Amen. I thank God that Uncle Ricky got saved. But honey, can I tell you, he never got to enjoy the joy of doing something for the Lord. He never got to do those things. But I thank God that he finally figured out that there was somebody that loved him. Amen. That's what the world needs. There's some hateful, ill people. They need the love of God. Amen. Amen. You know who has the love of God? Us. Look there at verse 9 with me back in our scripture. There in the book of John. I'm not going to be much longer tonight. Verse 9, Jesus said, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. That word continue means to abide. Amen. It means to be in. Amen. But not only that, it means to carry on. Carry on that love. The Bible says that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. And that love that Jesus puts in our hearts, Jesus is saying continue in it, Brother Chris. What's he telling us? He's saying to share that love, is he not? Amen. I believe we ought to love our fellow man. Jesus' commandment right down here in verse number 12. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Amen. You get to thinking about what Jesus done for us on the cross of Calvary. Brother, he's saying, you need to do exactly what I've done for you. He laid his life down for us, didn't he? We ought to love one another. We ought to lay our life down. One for another. He said to love one another as I have loved you. That love of God that's in our hearts, we need to let it out. We need to let it shine, amen. We need to set that candle upon the top of something that somebody might see it, amen. If you're saved, that love is in us. 1 John chapter number 4. Verse number 7 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Honey, God wants us to love one another. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, honey, the only Jesus anybody's ever going to see is in your life. Amen. I believe we're coming short of showing the love of God. We get to thinking about how much Jesus loved us. That's how we're supposed to love our fellow man. God help us tonight. God's love is, it's unexplainable. I can't find the words, Brother Chris. There's a whole lot more about God's love in this old book. And there's more than that we could preach tonight. We could go over the 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we could tell you about charity and how it never fails. And can I tell you, honey, we could do all these things. And I could stand up here in my stammering tongue and try to explain to you the love of God. But honey, can I tell you, it's going to take the Holy Ghost of God moving in your heart and your life. If anybody's going to be saved today, if anybody's going to come to the realization of how much God loves them, it's going to be God that does it. Because he can do those things that we can't do. We can't save you tonight. I don't know if you need to be saved or not. I know the Lord put this message on my heart about love. I've never felt so loved. Brother Kenny, I feel special sometimes. I hope you do. You say, what are you talking about, preach? I'm talking about them times when you're alone. You're spending time with the Lord, talking to the Lord. It seems like he just moves in, Brother Chris, and puts his arm around you. I feel special. I feel kind of special right now. I'm telling you, God's the best thing that's ever happened to me. He'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. What is the greatest thing that ever happened tonight? I got saved. I ain't never heard anybody say they're sorry about getting saved. I've heard them sorry they didn't get saved sooner. We don't know your heart tonight as we stand to our feet. I don't know if you want to come get a song, honey.